superstar Rajnikant will launch his long anticipated political party come January. This is of course the political blockbuster that all of Tamil Nadu has been waiting for. Now in a tweet he said he would announce the launch date on the 31st of December and promised a quote-unquote wonder and miracle in the upcoming polls. We will surely win the assembly polls and give honest, transparent, corruption-free spiritual politics without caste and creed. A wonder and a miracle will definitely happen. This is what Rajnikant, 69 years old, tweeted with hashtags It's Now or Never and We Will Change Everything.
He's been holding meetings, in fact quite a few, but an important one today with protesting farmers on the contentious farm laws. It expects, it hopes to resolve the 8-day long deadlock that continues to see thousands camping around the national capital. The farmers have demanded a special session of parliament to repeal the law, saying this is the last chance for the government. After a meeting with the Union Home Minister Amit Shah today, the Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh has appealed to both sides to resolve the issue, saying the unrest affects his state's economy as well as national security. Sources said that the government is considering a written assurance about the continuation of the minimum support price, the biggest concern of the farmers.
Farmers are not just protesting in Delhi and in and around Delhi, but farmer protests has actually spilled over to several other parts of the country as well. Hyderabad, there have also been protests that have taken place in Bhubaneswar. While of course we report on farmer protests that are taking place all over the country, alert because of Cyclone Burevi as it inches closer to its shores. It is expected to cross the coastline on Friday, but heavy rain is expected in the coastal areas from today. Cyclone Burevi crossed the coastline of Sri Lanka last night and it is currently 40 kilometers east of Mannar. First impact is being felt in Tamil Nadu, where heavy rainfall and strong winds are being felt. Going to be felt tomorrow. Meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah tweeted saying he's spoken with the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and the Kerala Chief Minister in the wake of Cyclone Burevi and that the Modi government is committed for all possible support to help the people of Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Several teams of the NDRF have already been deployed in both states. Let's now shift our focus to the other big development we're tracking today. The top court wants states to report on COVID protocols. The Supreme Court today has said that social distancing is not being followed, masks are not being worn, and has asked states how they are planning to implement these norms. Assam must submit a plan on these norms during the April polls. The top court has also said that Himachal Pradesh must report on the lack of oxygen cylinders and COVID beds. The Supreme Court has maintained that COVID protocol is being ignored at political, religious ceremonies and gatherings as well.
There'll be more domestic flights almost immediately. 80% of domestic flights will be back. So 80% of the flights which used to exist in the pre-COVID period will be back almost immediately. So the government allowing domestic carriers to substantially increase operations. They can increase their operational capacity in a big way, 70 to 80%. Which means more than 300 additional flights will be added to the existing operations. So airlines have been told that they can do this with immediate effect. The Civil Aviation Minister, Hardeep Puri, tweeting saying domestic operations have been recommenced with 30,000 passengers on the 25th of May and have now touched a high of 2.52 lakhs on the 30th of November. The Government of India, the Civil Aviation Ministry, is now allowing domestic carriers to increase their operations from the existing 70% to 80% of pre-COVID approved capacity.